that come to school with things they have to deal with that take their mind off about learning. So this is really an important agenda.
State Education Commissioner Marielle Anilia tells us Burgard, as well as a school in Brooklyn and Rensselaer, were selected for this funding. It's from a $1.8 million grant from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. It's a 2018 Project Advancing Wellness and Resilience in Education called AWARE. It is designed to detect and respond to mental health issues of school-aged children.
So when you're a teacher and you're an educator and you're in a school and you know that students are coming to school with a number of things that are causing them to be distracted and unable to really learn, the teacher in you and the administrator and everyone in that school district really wants to support children's healthful lifestyles to support them ultimately to become successful academically.
This will be an added boost to the new mental health curriculums that are required in schools across New York State. Here in Buffalo, Burgard will receive more than $300,000 as part of phase one of this grant. It will serve as the Buffalo School District's implementation site to develop school-based and community-based mental health education.
And in those particular schools, we're targeting those schools to provide mental health resources for the students there. And we're doing that in conjunction with other state agencies, the Office of Mental Health, that is a state government agency, and also other partners.
The Buffalo School District responded to our request for comment, saying once the state provides additional information, they'll be able to discuss the project. As part of phase one, all school staffers at Burgard and the other two New York schools will be trained in mental health first aid. This will allow them to learn the risk factors and identify mental illness in students. Phase two of the project will lead to all schools to be trained in trauma-informed practices. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.